Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:09 at KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway, and certainly the airline industry getting a lot of scrutiny right now. The FAA is going to be ordering the engines like those on that Southwest 737 to be inspected in the wake of a fan blade breaking off and going into the side of the aircraft and killing one woman.
And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, the former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board and now transportation and safety analyst for CBS News, Mark Rosinger. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
So, obviously, anybody in a car headed to the airport right now, these kind of things weigh on the back of your mind. And I think the overall overriding question, Mark, is how safe are we?
We're very, very safe. When you think in terms of the number of flights that occur every day here in the United States, 30,000 flights a day without incident, without accident. We've gone over 9 years since the last fatal accident by a U.S. carrier here, and that was February of 2009 when Colgan Airways from Newark to Buffalo crashed, killing all 49 aboard. We have a very safe aviation infrastructure in the United States. The most dangerous part of your flight is that drive to and from the airport.
You know, you say that, and if we were able to say, Mark, the same safety equivalent for automobiles, that would be absolutely a miracle and amazing.
You're absolutely right. When we begin to eliminate the 6 million accidents, 3 million injuries, the 40,000 fatalities that occur every year in the United States, then we have made some significant progress. And frankly, we're going to get there because when we talk in terms of our autonomous vehicles, they hold the promise. They don't get fatigued. They don't drive under the influence. They do not get distracted. And that's when we're going to begin to really make a big difference in our safety on our nation's highways.
You know, Mark, when we talk about the airline industry, and we heard the Allegiant Air story on 60 Minutes on Sunday night, and that is not reassuring at all when we hear an airline have that kind of an attitude towards maintenance.
I would totally agree with you. And frankly, I was wondering where the FAA was in this particular case. Now, again, they may well have been compliant with the spirit of the regulatory oversight, but they, with the actual point of law. But in my judgment, they weren't in compliant of the spirit, which is the aspect of making sure that we are not just doing the minimums. We're going well beyond that to make sure that our aviation systems are safe.
Real quick, I know you only have about 30 seconds left. We know that this Delta flight had an engine fire yesterday and had to return to Hartsfield. Are we going to be seeing a scrutiny on every incident reported in an airline here for the next week or so?
Well, we may naturally be doing that. I don't think the FAA is going to be doing anything differently. They do a good job, typically, of oversight, and I want to make sure people know that. That is why we're able to have gone 9 years, over 9 years, without an incident or with a major incident, accident with a fatality. So they're doing a good job. Now, where we perhaps run a risk is that of complacency. Because we have had such a safe era of aviation, and it still is, when you think about it, a very safe era, this was an anomaly to have an engine that's the most popular engine in the world. There are more than 30,000 of these engines that have been built and operated since they began manufacturing them. To have a horrible breakdown like this, where the fan blade through fatigue broke off, and then of course created what I call the blender effect, creating the opportunity for shrapnel to be pushed into the fuselage, pushed into that window, and then unfortunately have that poor passenger be sucked out partially That is so rare, so rare. But despite a rarity, we must make sure that we understand exactly the condition of all of our all aspects of aviation, whether it's training, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's operations, whether it's maintenance. All of that must be done as close to perfection as we can, and then we can continue on with this very early, a very, very long and a very safe era in aviation in the United States.
Sir, we appreciate your time. Know you have to jump to the network. Thank you.
Anytime.
Mark Rosinger on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. When you're talking to the former chairman of the NTSB, he knows what he's talking
about.
He's got
some street cred.
Yeah, he's transportation and safety analyst now for the last few years for CBS News, and we appreciate his time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.